Hello, it's Bishop Todd on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. I'm so glad to be here, and I want to let you know we had a wonderful time on Resurrection Sunday. God truly blessed us. We had a lot of people to rededicate their lives to Christ. Some to even join the church, and we're so appreciative to how the Lord just made his presence known through the Holy Spirit. So blessed to be here to witness it. And I'm so glad that a lot of you don't celebrate Easter, because Easter is a fertility holiday that deals with bunny rabbits and Easter hams. But that's okay. That was a sacrifice to Jupiter. And that's why they say in the last days there's going to be a sacrifice of a pig in the temple. And that's so sad. That's what Antichrist is really going to be representing, a pig in a temple. Someone that they're not going to realize until it's too late. But today I want to talk about one of the Christian disciplines that we fail to practice in the church today. And I don't know why, but it's one that we need to practice so that we can gain the kind of spiritual power that we need in these last days. And that is fasting. And we want to look at how to practice true fasting. And you can read about this in Isaiah chapter 58. Now, what has happened with many people, they today, because they are so body-oriented, their physique, and they utilize fasting as a dietary regimen or remedy. But that's not what God is talking about. God wants us to fast, and he tells us what the true fast is. It's not starving, it's self-denial, so that we might gain more time and more quality time in prayer and study with him. So we're going to look at that real quick, and I'm so glad you're here with us. Don't think this is something that you don't need, because I'm going to tell you something. The problem with our world today is that we overindulge ourselves, and it leaves us in a problematic state where we allow our bodies to get control of us, and that means it can become a distraction in regards to serving the Lord with the power that he wants us to serve him with, because our minds are trying to satisfy our flesh. One of the things that we're supposed to do is to, in regards to practicing fasting, is to understand that it helps us to be more sensitive to hearing the Holy Spirit and the guidance of God's Spirit. Also, fasting gives you the power to gain self-control or self-mastery. Self-control makes it possible for you to be able to serve God better, because you're able to tell yourself and to command your body to be still so that it can be observant, hear, and obey what God is telling you to do, rather than allowing your body to send you to McDonald's at midnight when you should be praying. Amen, Walls. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to look at let's look at verse 3. It says, I'm reading the Good News. This is my other witness to the King James. It says, the people ask, why should we fast if the Lord never notices? Why should we go without food if he pays no attention? Oh, aren't we such smart alecks? This is the children of Israel, but the world is saying the same thing. Thumbing its nose at the Lord when it comes to the things of that he wanted us to participate in and practice for our spiritual and physical well-being. So the Lord says to them, the truth is that at the same time you fast, you pursue other interests and oppress your workers. Your fasting makes you violent, and you quarrel and fight. It's because you're all stressed out because you can't eat your cheeseburger and drink your milkshake and french fries. Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers? When you fast, you make yourself suffer. You bow your heads low like a blade of grass and spread out sackcloth and ashes to lie on. Is that what you call fasting? In other words, some people, the first thing they do is they tell you, well, you don't fast in a day. And by doing that, they've disrupted the entire power base and blessing that could be received by doing it silently. I believe Christ was trying to let us know that you, when you're fasting, don't not shave and not wash your face and not put on decent clothes and look presentable wherever you go. Don't tell people you're fasting. Let it be a secret thing between you and the Lord so that he might bless you openly. But the people then were more into fashion, form and fashion without power, just like some are today, more religious than spiritual. So they want to appear to be religious or spiritual people and not practicing it. It's like people who want power but don't want to do the work. Fasting is self-denial. It's denial of yourself so that you can get closer to Christ. It's your way of taking a step closer to him when you do that. He says, do you think I would be pleased with that kind of action, fasting, pretense? Six, this kind of fasting I want is this. Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice and let the oppressed go free. Treat your brothers and sisters right, those that are the underdogs. Help them. That's what he's saying here. Those who are oppressed. Don't be an oppressor. Take off that yoke of injustice that you have over the poor, the weak, the homeless, and let the oppressed go free. Share your food with the hungry and open your homes to the homeless poor. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear and do not refuse to help your own relatives. Now, you know something wonderful about Christian folk. We love to help people and say and let everybody know that we're doing this ministry or that mission. Then when it comes down to our own family that ask us for another $15 every time they know we're getting paid, we get upset. When really, hey, God wants to see how loving and how much patience you're going to have, even with your own relatives. Because nobody can hurt you or get on your nerves worse than your own family. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. All right. Anyhow, forgive me for being so country. I can't help it. Verse 8. Then my favor will shine on you. This is what God says he's going to do when you fast the right way. Fast off of being cruel and not being concerned and being complacent. When you turn your heart and your mind around by turning your plate over, turning it upside down, and removing your forks and your knives from your table, God says, I see you're serious now about serving me, about hearing from me. See, it's all about hearing from him, that you don't make such a big deal out of living to eat, but that you would eat to live. He says, my favor will shine on you like the morning sun, and your wounds shall be quickly healed. There's something about your body. If you fast, it starts to, you have energy now for your body to do some of the things that it will be using for digestion. It will turn towards some of those areas in your body that have been neglected or that you have problems getting healed. Now, I'm not telling you if you've got some real illnesses and sicknesses to go and practice fasting without talking to your doctor. So don't call me up talking about you're going to sue me for practicing medicine over there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm reading from the Word of God what he's saying for all of us to do, those that are seeking a closer walk with him. It says, I will always be with you to save you. My presence will protect you on every side. You'll know that God's angels are around you. You become sensitive. When you fast, you become sensitive to your spiritual surroundings and environment. It starts to, your heart becomes softer, and you become more concerned, and you know how much life is a miracle. You know that God has blessed you because you realize that now you're living on this bread and water, and you know now that, hey, it's the thing that sustains life. Jesus said this, he said, I am the bread of life. You need bread to live. I am the living water. You need water to live. You need water to live. Without either one, your life becomes not only spiritually unbalanced, but physically unbalanced also. But we're always going for the physical nutrition, but not the spiritual nutrition. That's our problem. 9, when you pray, I will answer you. When you call to me, I will respond. In other words, God says, I'm there now. I know you're serious about this thing. And that you're going to start praying the right prayers. They're not going to be selfish prayers, because you're going to be more tuned in to what you need to be praying for. So many of us pray for the wrong things. We pray amiss. So that's why we sometimes our prayers are not answered. We're praying and asking for the wrong thing. Instead of when we pray, saying, Lord Jesus, show me what you want me to pray for. Who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to intercede for? Those who cannot pray for themselves. Show me those who are weak in the church that need me to pray for them. Show me those who are hurting. Show me those who cannot even afford to pay their light and gas bill. Let me use this money that I'm using, not going and buying groceries with, to help them with their financial problems. Let me feed those with my food money and make sure that they get enough to eat. Let me understand what it is to be in another country and to be starving, to be surviving on sweet potato, one sweet potato a day, and water that is not even clean. Let us understand that we can send money to those who need help in some ministry that is... a serious ministry that was not going to misuse the money and not just spend it on administrative costs. He said, I will call. When you call to me, I will respond. Just like David said, Father, hear my prayer. You know, you'll know that God hears your prayers. After you fast about a week or two, or even if you do a 3-day fast, you'll know and you'll understand that God responds to you so quickly now. And he will talk to you and through your heart, through your spiritual ear. He just wants to let you have that fellowship with you. And fasting is not starving. It's eating enough to keep you you from going through any kind of hunger, super hunger pangs. But it doesn't mean you're not going to get hungry every once in a while. But that hunger reminds you and lets you know that, hey, it's a blessing to be able to eat. I'm going to say this to you. I've been on a fast. And I don't like to tell people. I was on a fast for 6 weeks. And I did it because I asked the Lord to lead me. And he led me into the fast because it was something I was seeking from him. Understanding on the world and what's going on in the world and in the scriptures and things in the scriptures I didn't understand. But in that time, he has liberated my spirit and my mind and my body to really respond in a whole new dynamic way. Not only to him, but even to myself. You know, one of the things says we're supposed to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, strength, and might, and love our neighbors as ourselves. But you know what? A lot of us don't love ourselves because we don't love our bodies. We've allowed our bodies to get so out of tune, so out of shape, and so filled with toxins and all of this, a lot of this food is just not good for us, that we don't even relate well to our bodies anymore. So we have a lot of self-hatred, image. We have a lot of problems with accepting our physical images anymore. And that's due to when we allow our bodies to get control of us, to have the upper hand. See, the way God wants us to respond, he wants us when we live is to make sure that if you're saved, and that is you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you received him into your life, you realize that you were dying and going to hell without him, and that you need him to save your soul. He came here to save your soul. He came here to bless you and even give you eternal life. But the way we respond to him is first, we give him all of our attention first. And the only way we do that to please him is by faithfully obeying the Holy Spirit. And that is when we allow our spirit, our inner man, once it's been regenerated, awakened by the power of God's Holy Spirit, coming in and we have what we call the born-again experience, then we can be guided by him on a moment-to-moment basis where he'll show us how, what to do, how to love people, how to treat people. But the dynamic is this. First, the Holy Spirit is in charge of us, then our spirit, then our soul, then our body. That's the alignment that God wants. But the problem with us is we got it all turned around like Abraham Maslow. Our physical needs go first. And then later on, we might go to church. You know, as long as I'm working, got enough money, and I got all my needs met, then I'll. But God says, seek me first in the kingdom of heaven, and then all these other things will be added to you. You don't have to worry about your food. You don't have to worry about your clothing. Seek me first, and I'll open doors for you to be able to get the things you need. And you're better able to respond and get your body and your mind and your spirit back aligned when you fast. And the thing about a fast is sometimes you want to quit it every day. You got to fast off television, because if you don't, when you turn that television on, let me tell you, it's going to be somebody eating somebody's hamburger or pizza or some hot dog or something that you really gonna want. It's gonna come up and it's gonna dance in your head like lollipops for hours until you go and surrender yourself to that craving. So you have to probably, so one of the fast things you have to pass off of probably be television. Hello, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it seems though they got a lot of TV shows now that just distract you from even thinking about going to the gym. You'll be sitting down with popcorn, buttered popcorn, and two or three root beers or some of that pop with the foam on top, and not even thinking about the Lord or nobody else. And a lot of you brothers are sitting at home on Sunday watching the game, the semifinal this or the madness, March, whatever, you won't even give the Lord any of your time. He's the one who gave you your job, gave you your shelter, gave you your health and strength. And you won't even take time to even come to his house and hear the word to help you moment by moment. So yeah, it's a problem. You need to fast. Fast off that television. Fast off some of those. You got DVRs, watch it later without the commercials. If you put an end to it, listen, and then it goes here and says, the rest of verse 9, when you pray, I will answer you. When you call to me, I will respond. If you put an end to oppression, to every gesture of contempt, and to every evil word, if you give food to the hungry and satisfy those who are in need, then the darkness around you will turn to the brightness of noon. The spiritual ignorance that you might be in, or the blindness, God will enlighten you. He will open up your eyes and your ability to see and understand what is going on in the world. That's what I wanted God to do for me. 11, and I will always guide you and satisfy you with good things. I will keep you strong and well, that's health, spiritual and physical. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, like a spring of water that never goes dry. Your spiritual fruit will grow. You're growing, so you have love, joy, patience, a sound mind, and long-suffering, self-control, and all that other good stuff. 12, your people will rebuild what has long been in ruins, whether it's been your marriage, your ability to get employment. He'll build on those old foundations. And then he says, you will be known as the people who rebuilt, or the person who rebuilt the walls, who restored the ruined houses. You'll be known as those people who helped build the community, who did great things for God, because now you got that energy to be able to even do that. So my time is up, but I'm going to tell you that you need to stop oppressing these people. When you fast, stop oppressing people in the church, your job, your family. Stop injustice. Share your food with the hungry. Help the homeless. Clothe the naked. Then God will bless you with his favor. You will be healed, and he will hear your prayers. And that all comes from just doing one of the spiritual disciplines. That's fasting. But all fasting must be accompanied with something else. Prayer. Prayer and fasting gives you power. Some demons don't come out, Jesus said, except by prayer and fasting. God bless you. It's a discipline we need today. Love you.